This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
Brett.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. Go to freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content right there on the front page of the site. Other listeners have submitted news items, YouTube videos, fun stuff, whatever they find online they think's interesting. They can go to freetalklive.com, just as you can, and submit whatever you want. It's a Reddit-based system, so it's totally free to use. Just go and get your account set up at freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and your calls and thoughts, we've been talking about Milo Yiannopoulos, who is a gay guy going around from college campus to college campus and on a speaking tour, basically with the intention of being an iconoclast. He's destroying ideas, these ideas of safe spaces, and what else, Brett?
Well, I don't know. An iconoclast, it has, I think, implied in it, like, he's just going against the grain to go against the grain. And I think he gets a great deal of pleasure from doing that, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think he sees himself as a kind of truth teller. You know, he's bringing the facts, and he wants basically the facts to be called prejudice, the facts to be called racist, the people to demand that the facts be thrown out. So this is a kind of test. He wants to break down these safe spaces, and I see him as being a kind of hero if part of his goal, and I don't know that this is the case, but if part of his goal, instead of just to be an antagonizer, is to actually try to return the college environment to a place of learning and sharing ideas and intellectual discomforts, which is how learning and growth happen, then I'm all for that. I think that this is a really laudable effort.
Well, Mark, you had an article written by him. We'll continue that here in a moment, but you can also bring up what's on your mind. Our toll-free number, 855-453. Let's go to David in Kansas to start out the hour. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brent, and Mark.
We can wait and see.
Brent, hello. Are you having a conversation there? Because you're on the radio.
Oh, we are. Okay,
we
have.
Yes.
Okay, we were just talking about the safe spaces and how that's kind of turns on. It's against freedom of speech. It's those campuses should be open to ideas and the free flow of thought. That was kind of a surprise to just get on the radio. Anyway, I'm here with my brother.
What happens?
I have pledged the Free State Movement. I think my number is 19,572 or something like that.
I have not.
Yeah, he has not. I'm trying to convince him to come up. But we were just talking about how we didn't have a topic to really talk about, and how maybe you could bounce an idea. What are you guys talking about this evening?
Really? You just called in and you were placed on hold and you don't even know what we were talking about.
Safe spaces.
You had already commented on what we were talking about, so it would seem like you had already known, at least to some extent. We're discussing college campuses, already addressed. Brett, you're a Free State Project early mover. What is the Free State Project for those who don't know?
I'm not a mover.
Brett. I said Brett, the guy in the studio here.
I'm Brett, and what were you asking me, Ian?
Since he brought up the Free State Project, what is the Free State Project for our listeners who don't know?
All right, well, the Free State Project is an effort, a movement to get 20,000 liberty-minded people to move to New Hampshire and to get active in one way or another for the cause of freedom. So that's why all of us are here.
And that's what David said that he had signed up for, that you were one of the final 1,000 signers. So congratulations on that, David. What's your time frame you're looking at to make the move to New Hampshire?
I'm going to be in Virginia probably in the next couple of months, and then I'll blast off from Virginia and see what's up. I hope to be up there in June for the Porcupine Festival. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not, that'll be a little bit tight. But.
Sounds like a fine plan. We'll look forward to seeing you here when you get here. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, a lot of people all around the country and around the world are making plans to get here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It's obviously a little more challenging for people who live internationally to move to New Hampshire due to pesky immigration laws and things like that. But nonetheless, people are putting in the effort, they're putting in the time, the money to join together with 20,000 other people and to get up here to New Hampshire. We've got over, I think, 1,900 people who are here now as early movers as part of the Free State Project. And thousands more still to come. So it's very, very exciting. And what that will do for education, I don't know. It'll be interesting because we've got a lot of people who move here and they've got kids who aren't in college yet, but they're unschooling them or homeschooling, which is very, very popular amongst a lot of the Liberty community here. Although, I don't know if can you get a college degree through unschooling? Is that
something? You can't get a college degree, but colleges will certainly accept people who have had alternative forms of education. In fact, they look to get that variety, so it makes it in some cases easier to get into some of these universities.
As a former college consultant, I will tell you that even really good schools like Ivy League schools, they like people who have interesting stories. I helped a girl from South Vietnam. Honestly, she probably had the reading and writing level of maybe like a ninth or a tenth grader, and I helped her apply to Harvard.
And she got in.
They were excited to take her. Yeah.
Let's go to Derek listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thank you. First time calling in to Free Talk
Welcome,
Live.
Sir.
Thank you for
Thanks.
Having me.
It's our pleasure.
I want to talk about the race issue. Number one, you are way off base when you talk about blacks have it better than in Mississippi, as if Mississippi in the 1960s was the only place in America, or Birmingham or the South, that had racism. New York, all these other
Who
states.
Who said blacks had it better in Mississippi? Was that someone on the show?
No. What you alluded to was that the overt forms of racism has, you know, been eliminated. Therefore, you know, you alluded to, you didn't say better, but you said the alternative is we have it better because our experiences, we can't resonate with someone having overt racism like in Birmingham or Mississippi, so we can't resonate with racism as it is today, so therefore we shouldn't be in the state. We shouldn't be transferring that experience to today. As if the only places that had racism were the overt forms. It's more dangerous now to have these covert forms of racism that are killing, the system is killing black people, black boys especially, locking them up, enslaving them in jails and having them rot away for years for nothing. Now, forgive the loose analogy, but what if this, and you talk about personal responsibility too, what if, you know, someone in Nazi Germany, would you tell a Jewish person to have personal responsibility for not being sent to a concentration camp? No, the system is still the same way as it was such as places like Nazi Germany as it is now. The system is taking us and killing us, putting us in these, you know, so-called these prisons that are reminiscent of gas chambers, killing us.
I'm not sure I disagree with much of what you're saying. I think the drug war is that you can't discuss racism in America without discussing the drug war. But at the same time, all I care about is sort of the legal system and how it prevents or allows people to interact, I guess. And I do think that the legal system can, you know, seems for whatever reason, the drug war disproportionately affects blacks than it does whites.
I think we all agree with that. I have a little bit of trouble with the Nazi Germany analogy, a systematic.
Of course you do, because those are white people that were taken through a system of oppression. You
actually,
know,
didn't Hitler kill a lot of black people, too?
Well, they couldn't leave, either.
Hitler had a very specific type of white person that he liked, and everybody else was out of luck. But it was a systematic extermination of Jews, gypsies, people in surrounding states. And, you know, it brings up an interesting thing, because the progressive movement in this country, like in the early 20th century, they did have an active eugenics program that targeted blacks. And I think that the caller has brought up something interesting. I still don't like the analogy of Nazi Germany to today, but if Nazi Germany was bad for eugenics, which it certainly was, the United States did have something like that at one point targeted towards blacks, and I'd be willing to talk about that more after the break.
Derek, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. We have time for you if you want to join us here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Got Ian and Mark in the studio as normal. Brett Vinat is here from the School Sucks Project. I screwed up and called him Brent earlier. I have to apologize for that. I used to work with a guy named Brent in radio, and so sometimes I get the two of you confused.
Monkey Boy?
Monkey Boy. Yeah, that's right. He got sick recently, but I think he's doing all right. Anyway, you can join us here, and you can also join Brett over on his show, which is the School Sucks Project, and that's done weekly.
Usually about bi-weekly. We've been averaging two per week.
2 weeks?
No, two per week.
Okay. Because it can mean either, right?
No, I think one would be semi-weekly and one would be bi-weekly. Semi-weekly would mean...
Semi-weekly always means half of or whatever, like so twice a week in that case.
We'll get all this sorted out.
But bi-weekly, I believe, can mean both. I believe it can mean either one. It's one of those English things.
Yeah, that's English for you.
So anyway, Brett's here. SchoolSucksProject.com is his website. And speaking of other great websites, I want you to know about the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. We were just talking a few moments ago with a couple of guys who, or one of them, was planning on moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And if you've yet to decide whether or not you want to join us in New Hampshire, if you love liberty and you're hearing about the Free State Project and you think it sounds exciting, you think it sounds like something you want to be a part of, or maybe you're not so sure about it, learn more about why we came here. Because there were 101 reasons that really convinced me back in the day, like back in 2002 or 2003, they came out with this list. And then in 2014, we turned the list into a feature length, but a documentary film, an hour long. It's all 101 reasons crammed into an hour long presentation, and it's excellent. I highly recommend you watch it. It's free to watch online. Just go to 101reasonsfilm.com. If you love liberty, you owe it to yourself to block off an hour of time and check this documentary out. It's great. 101reasonsfilm.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, we'll go first to Doug in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Hey, Doug.
Guys, I'm listening on your app, which rocks.
Hey, thanks. The LRN.FM app?
Yes, I love it. I listen to it all the time. It's my major way I get your stuff now.
You know, we don't talk much about downloading that on this show. I believe you can go to apps.lrn.fm, and yep, that's how you get to it. You can get the Android or the iOS version. It makes it super easy to tune into LRN.FM, which features Free Talk Live when we are live. It also features the School Sucks project.
Awesome.
It is not live because your show is not live, but it still features it, nonetheless. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, Doug.
I'm fresh off the boat from Anarcopoco down there. And speaking of School Sucks,
You went to Anarcopoco when you could have come up to New Hampshire right in the heart of wintertime.
It's a nice event.
Yeah. It was 85 degrees. Man, I'm from Minnesota, so this is a big deal for me, man. I got a ton of tan.
All right. So what about Dana Martin, the homeschooling / unschooling advocate?
Yeah, she did a workshop there, like a four-hour workshop, and it's available on Watch My Bit for, you know, very affordable Bitcoin amounts, like under $4, I believe.
But cool, and the workshop was about what?
Unschooling your kids and the benefits of unschooling. Plus, her story was really fascinating, how she was on Wife Swap and some of the behind-the-scenes comments that went on there between the families and stuff that did not make it to the air. You know,
what was that like? I did see the Wife Swap episode with Dana Martin.
I don't even want to tell you because it's almost... Well, I mean, I do, but there's one thing that's just heartbreaking. And she's such a woman of honor. She didn't repeat the thing that the other ladies... daughter said to her, and all the producers ran downstairs, can you make her say that again? And she just wouldn't do it. So
you have to watch the video, Mark, if you want to know what
exactly
happened.
I see.
Right. Right.
Watchmybit.com, right?
Yeah, just do a search for unschooling. And you were also talking about Milo. Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, no way. I should have gone.
He was there. Larkin Rose was there. Barry Cooper's first public appearance in 5 years. Now, those are available for like 79 cents, 96 cents. Larkin Rose is 96 cents. And all the funds go to Larkin's The Mirror Project. And Barry's funds go to Free Ross. So, you know.
Awesome. Barry's great. I love Barry Cooper. That would have been a good reason to go to an Acapulco, but we had a lot of fun up here in New Hampshire at the Liberty Forum. They were happening basically the same weekend. So all the most hardcore activists came to New Hampshire for the Liberty Forum, and all the wussies went down to an Acapulco.
I disagree. I think it's a great event.
There.
Roger Veer who went down there?
Roger can't come to America.
But he would have been really brave if he came to the Liberty Forum, though, wouldn't he?
That's true. Okay. More so than Edward Snowden.
Roger is now available. He can now go to America.
Really?
But yes.
He just doesn't want to.
He's going to New Hampshire, right? But anyway, guys, I just wanted to say things were clicking to hear. We got Milo's video and Dana's video and so many other ones. A lot of Anarcho-Poco stuff, and most of the money goes to other causes like the Free Ross campaign and the speakers themselves, who now are all Bitcoiners. You know, before this, I don't think Sasha Daygame, who was a famous pickup artist, was into Bitcoin. He is now.
You've been working it, huh, Doug? You've been working the Bitcoin
angle. I've been working it. Exactly. Oh, yeah, of course.
Doug's great. He was at we were at the Coins in the Kingdom with him, and he was pitching the bartender at the hotel, and just like anybody he comes across, he'll pitch him on Bitcoin. And I've been using your approach of offering tips in Bitcoin recently, Doug, and it works very, very well. We've been doing a floating Bitcoin meetup here in Keene, where every month we go to a different restaurant and basically pitch the server. If there's a manager around, we'll pitch them too, but that hasn't happened yet. Pitch the server on taking a tip in Bitcoin. So the idea is you offer to tip them. You're going to tip them in cash. So you give them a good cash tip, and then you say, hey, I'll double your decent cash tip if you'll take the doubling in Bitcoin. So they get their cash tip, and then you would give them twice as much. You give them the same amount in cash, basically, in Bitcoin, if they are willing to do that. And that is usually enough to incentivize them. If they're not running around, you know, dealing with 20 different tables, if they've got enough time to kind of listen and pay attention to you, that has been successful 2 out of 4 times that we've tried it so far.
Sometimes they're probably just too busy to open a wallet.
Well, in one case, the 2 times it didn't work, one case it was one of those community pooled tips where they just have like a tip jar for the entire staff. That's a little difficult to pull off. You'd have to convince all the staff to take Bitcoin. And so that one didn't work. And then there was another one where the girl seemed like she wanted to do it, but she didn't have her phone with her. It was probably one of those rules where you can't bring your phone to work kind of thing. So 2 times we got it to work, 2 times not. And, Doug, you inspired that. So thanks for that. And check out watchmybit.com. It's a cool site. Appreciate your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Carol. She's in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Carol, where are you in Alaska tonight? Carol?
Sitka.
Sitka. I don't know where that is. Is that by...
It's spelled Silka. S-I-L-T-K-A.
S-I-T-A. It was the first castle of Alaska. The Russian castle.
Sitka.
Is it over by Anchorage, or is it up the northern part of the state?
It's down off of... an island off of...
Can you drive from there to Seattle?
Hold that thought. I think she's listening on her radio. It sounds like she's listening in the background. Carol, hang on. We're going to bring you back here. 855-453. We'll have our board op check in with you. You never want to have the radio turned up in the background because it will be super confusing when you actually get on the phone with us. It's Free Talk Live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on our site. We give them to you. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, but it's not free for us to run the site. So if you'd like to help us fund things behind Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Canada, US. You click into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, get the stuff you're looking for, and help Free Talk Live out at the same time because we get a cut of the sale. It's the same great Amazon prices you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link so they know to send us a portion of their business. So thank you for doing that in advance. It makes a big difference for us when you do so. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. The nice lady from Alaska sadly was unable to apparently get to her radio to turn it down, so she decided to drop off the line. Again, just a reminder for our callers, we'd love to talk to you about whatever's on your mind, but if the radio's on in the background, it's going to drive everyone crazy. You're not going to understand what's going on. We're not going to understand what people are talking about. So just one of those rules of talk radio. Let's go to George. He's calling from the road in Virginia, listening online via TuneIn. Hello, George.
Hello, gentlemen. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I'd like to make a point about racism in America.
All right.
I am from Mississippi. I have lived in the eastern Arkansas, Mississippi area for 40 years of my life, all 40 of them. And I can explain to you that ignorance is a universal subject. I've recently just come back on my way back home from a trip from New Jersey. And I ran into a gentleman and we had a discussion. I told him I was from Mississippi. And he said, well, I probably wouldn't want to go there because I would probably get lynched. This is what I usually have because I am an ambassador to the South. I always explain this, that in 40 years of life, I have never once seen a man in a white sheet nor a pillow case with two holes cut in it. I have never seen a burning cross unless it's on the side of a Methodist church. I have seen...
For those that don't know, the Methodist symbol has the flame of Pentecost next to the cross, and it is by no means a racist symbol.
And what I'd like to make the point is, if America is such a racist country and we're so racist towards black Americans, then why is every... If you take a look around a professional sports arena, why is it that most of the players are black, but yet most of the people in the stands are white? Or take a look at Will Smith. Look how much wealth he has amassed. Because I can assure you, I know what the census says, and the census is only 10 to 12% black in this country. So if we're truly such a racist country, then why do you deem the success of many of these people?
Well, don't you think these are kind of selective examples, and by focusing on them, like just really playing devil's advocate, but I do agree with what I'm saying here. By just focusing on these selective examples, you're kind of overlooking the experiences that a lot of people are having, especially in places where maybe you haven't spent a lot of time, like downtown Baltimore, downtown Houston, places like that.
Well, I grew up in a city that was 80% black. And I can assure you, I see more reverse racism, mainly from the black leadership, trying to keep the good black citizens down. Take example, the city that I grew up in, 10,000 Eastern Arkansas, we had a school district that was dead last in the state of Arkansas. And we had some exceptional students. We tried to get what's known as a magnet school. Now, when I was in school, they were experimenting with Common Core. But what it basically does, it doesn't allow people to get up. When you're keeping people down, I don't care what color you are, when you're keeping people down and keeping them under your thumb, then you don't allow them freedom to grow. We had a lot of intelligent people of all races where I grew up, and we didn't get an opportunity because the black leaders of the community thought it would be a disadvantage for the other students that wasn't learning at such a fast level.
So they didn't want help coming from some other direction. They kind of said, no, these are our victims. You know, it's our job to pretend we're going to help them.
Exactly. And much to the chagrin of many students and most of the children, there was about 30 to 40 really intelligent children that come out of there, went on to college and received degrees, played college basketball, a little bit of, you know, everything, kind of mixed, very intelligent kids. But they were denied a decent education because the leaders of the community did not want people to rise above and get out from under their thumb. So
typical, right? I mean, it doesn't matter what the color of the people who, and by the way, I don't like the term leaders. These politicians aren't leaders. They don't lead me and they don't lead most people. In fact, you'd be a fool to follow a politician anywhere. But, but generally the people in power, they wield power over people of the same color and people of different color. They wield power because it benefits them and it benefits their friends. And some people wield power because they are racist, because they do want to oppress people who are different from them. But most people just wield power because of power. They just love to be in control of other human beings. It's something that, you know, gets them off to some extent. And it's a problem across all skin colors.
Yes, I agree with you. And also in my town, when I was a child growing up, it was 25,000. And we had two major industries. One was Mohawk Tire. And because of a strike led by those same leaders, as whatever you want to call them, it caused our plant to close. And pretty much now the town's about 10,000 because we have no industry left. But their big thing was that, hey, we saved the union, but everybody lost their job.
Right. Well, the story of the state of Michigan, too.
George, great call tonight. Thanks for making it. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
I certainly don't want to see anybody held back for, because of the color of their skin, but I also think that sometimes people, racial discrimination, to some extent, is in the eyes of the perceiver. I believe that I remember, you know, I don't have it right in front of me, but I believe I remember Michelle Obama being, saying that her and Barack had been asked to go get a cup of coffee one time for somebody, and the assumption was that he was probably dressed in a tuxedo and that he looked like
a servant,
right? And I can see why somebody might perceive it that way, but I've been in Home Depot wearing an orange shirt before, and I've been asked questions, usually by women, usually by older women, usually by older white women, about sort of, you know, what is this product or service? How does it work? What is this product? How does it work? How do you use this? And you know what I do? I answer the question as best I possibly can for them.
Sure.
And if I can't answer the question, I say, let me get somebody who works here for you. Oh, you don't work here? And
yeah.
I guess I just have that look of the guy that works at Home Depot. And that's fine by me.
Look.
I don't think that's, I don't find that as any, I don't think that's disparaging to me because I don't believe I'm better than the people that work at Home Depot.
Right. Go ahead. I think that's different, though.
Okay, why is it?
I mean, you couldn't see, like, somebody who was a law student or, like, the head of the Harvard Law Review.
I'm a nationally syndicated radio talk show host. I'm on 170 stations across the country. I could be indignant as I possibly wanted to be with these people.
I agree.
I could spit in that old liberal lady's face and make her feel stupid. But I don't do that because there's no reason for it. If she needs help getting a bag of cement into her cart, I do that because I am not better than the guy at Home Depot who would do it.
It's a nice thing to do for people.
That is.
Well, it's not nice. I believe it's an obligation. I believe that that service is an opportunity that I have for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody asked me for a cup of coffee, I'd ask them, "Do you take cream or sugar?" And then I might make a joke about, only sissies take cream or sugar. But whatever. That would be something that would be, fine. Let's get you a cup of coffee. If you want a cup of coffee, let's go. Let's get you a cup of coffee real quick, like.
What do you think, Ian? Do you think there's something in his subconscious that makes him put on that orange shirt when he knows he's going to Home Depot?
I don't have it anymore. It got old. I really, really liked it.
Sometimes it doesn't matter what you're wearing.
You'll
still get it. I'll get it at Walmart sometimes.
You're just young.
Well, I carry around a two-way radio, and sometimes that'll trigger it.
Yeah.
The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. And like Mark, I will do my best to answer whatever the question is. I'll let them know, I don't work here, but I think what you're looking for might be over in this area, because I've been in the store often enough to where I kind of know the layout. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay, guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit ftlbeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. Plenty of time for you to join us here at 855-453. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Skype username for you is lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Brett, and Mark.
And we're going to continue here, go right back into your calls and thoughts. We'll start with Chris. He's in Virginia listening to WNIS in Virginia Beach. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was working, and I listen to WNIS a lot, and I heard the last caller saying, oh, if America's so racist, this, why are there so many black men in the NBA? Why is Will Smith rich? Things like this. This is what we as black people, when we hear things like this, this is what makes us angry. You can't sit there and say just because there are a few hundred men in the NBA, because a sport is dominated by black men, that, oh, the country is not racist. That's like saying, oh, there's no discrimination against gays and lesbians because William Grace is on the air, or there's no discrimination against them.
I don't think that I agree with what you're saying.
William Grace is kind of funny because it was played by a heterosexual guy.
I don't think what the caller was saying was that there was no racism. I think what he was saying was that the country isn't through and through racist, like that there isn't a huge problem with it.
No, there is. That is the point, because the fact that people like him would sit there and say something like that when it's pretty obvious and you can prove that these things are going on. It's not like Jim Crow was 200 years ago. This is things that my grandparents lived through, Jim Crow.
Sure.
You know, my father lived through things to where his mother was discriminated against and they were put into the projects, and his mother tried to get out, but, you know, there were housing practices that were going on that were that was sponsored by the government. We're talking about things that were ingrained in the government, not just people in general, but our country has been raised on racist principles, whether it be when the Constitution was first signed, where we weren't even counted as people, to the Jim Crow laws, to the laws governing, you know, housing and things like that. These things were all basically endorsed by the government of our country. So you can't just say that there's no racism.
You understand that we're not saying that, and I actually agree with you.
There are people that think like him.
I didn't like the way he said it, because I actually do agree with the caller that it had this kind of feel of sweeping things under the rug a little bit.
Correct.
To me. And I say, yeah, you know, let's hear from George, what did he call himself, an ambassador to the South. Let's hear from Black Lives Matter. Let's hear from racial realists, you know, and let's have everybody put their cards on the table and argue it out. I think that in my perfect world, and maybe I'm being naive here, I would like to hear that deliberation. The problem that we started talking about at the beginning of the show is that all of the discussion about this is off the table in the media, in the alternative media, like the Twitter sphere, and especially in academia. We are seeing this tyranny of speech, basically, where it's like, you can either agree with us or you're a racist. And that's really, really troubling as far as the exchange of ideas and the freedom of speech are concerned. I mean, do you agree that that's a problem? I totally agree with what you're saying. There is a history of institutional racism in the United States. I brought it up earlier in the show, and we didn't get to it. They were sterilizing black people, the progressives, the same leftists that, you know, the same ideology that today supports Bernie Sanders. 100 years ago, these people had plans to euthanize black people in certain areas of the country.
To say that these are the same people that supporting Bernie Sanders.
Same ideology.
We have to talk about Reconstruction. The Dixiecrats became Republicans. These aren't the same people of the same party. Those Democrats became Republicans.
He was talking about progressives as opposed to, progressivism was what progressivism was at the turn of the century, and it's certainly different than it is today. But what do you think about this sort of the soft bigotry of low expectations? We were talking about that a little bit earlier, the idea that, but we should make things easier for certain groups of people, and that, you know, they just can't achieve as much as the rest of us. What do you think about that?
Well, in some instances, I think it's needed. I think we need affirmative action. We still need it because we're not on the level playing field. I mean, I remember there was an uproar about that video that was shown in a high school. I forgot where it was. I think it was about a month ago, about the finish line and how we start from one point and you have others that start from, you know, white America starts from one point. I mean, it's mainly true. When you have hundreds of years of oppression of a people, they're not going to be on the same. We're never going to be on the same started the same place.
So that's kind of like white privilege, as it's understood.
You start off at a different place when you have money that goes from generation to generation. The wealth is and the power is transferred from generation to generation. We are left behind. A lot of wealth in America, as you know, is built on owning property, owning homes, owning these things that we've never had the chance to.
And a lot of property of blacks, especially in black areas, has been burned down by whites, and that's why they're starting from a farther point. But let me tell you this story. I got a friend who's from Romania, communist Romania, before the Iron Curtain fell. He came over here to the United States to get an opportunity to study in school. He came with $100 in his pocket and a scholarship. He worked, he worked his way out of poverty, and he is now very comfortable. I wouldn't call him rich, but I'm call him very comfortable. When I explained white privilege to him, he said, "Kiss my butt." I would like you to rebut to a Romanian who, you know, he's white, but he doesn't have any of the privilege that is explained here, how he clawed his way up with an accent, with $100 in his pocket, how he can do it, and then there's this thing called white privilege that somehow holds other people back.
That can happen. That can happen with any race. Any race could come here with $100 in their pocket and they're able to work hard enough to do that. But also there have been, as you say, institutionalized racism, which has kept people of color down. Not only people of color, but poor people, period. This is not, some people get caught up on this, on the black and white thing, but it really is a thing of being poor.
Class.
I totally agree with that.
I think poor people are held down more than anything, but the majority of blacks are poor, and we have
right.
been that way for a long time. It's
yeah, really and that's exactly what I was saying earlier tonight, Chris. And it comes back to what you were saying about the level playing field. A lot of people want to use the government to try to level the playing field, but the problem is when that happens is inevitably all that does is it benefits the politically connected. So I think in order to have a truly level playing field, we need to get the government out of the way, because I agree with you that it's the government holding poor people down, and of course that disproportionately affects black people. And it is definitely a class issue. So if the government steps out of the way and then people can start their own businesses without having to beg for permission from some government bureaucrat, or the, you know, these business regulations are placed at a level where the average person cannot reach them, or certainly poor people cannot reach them. Only the rich and well-connected can jump through these hoops in order to start a business up. In a lot of places, you can't even run a business out of your home, which is, of course, the best way to start a business.
I agree with you at some point. My mother did the same thing. She tried to run a business out of her home, and she got in trouble because she was a real big person on coupons, and she would get certain items, and she would try to sell them out of her home. She got in trouble for that. But
what city was that in? Where did they go after that?
In Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk, Virginia.
She was selling things out of her homes, and somebody from found out, and they, you know, told her she had
some bureaucrat. They threatened her.
Yeah, exactly.
They threatened her. They said that if you keep selling things from your home, we're going to put you in handcuffs. You're going to go to jail. Because ultimately,
exactly.
they didn't say that, but that's what they meant.
That's what everyone
that's
knows. What happens?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call, Chris. I do appreciate hearing from you, man. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts tonight. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's those stories where, you know, the grandma or the mother is selling something out of their house, government cracks down, somebody doing hair braiding from their home, someone cooking in their home for other people. These are all illegal in a lot of cities in America. To run any kind of business out of your home is illegal in a lot of places. And this is how people their entrepreneurial spirit is crushed by the state, and people of all shapes, colors, and sizes, and ages, and genders. This affects anybody who doesn't have the money or the wherewithal or the ability to hire an attorney to figure out how to jump through whatever arbitrary hoops the government puts up and gets in the way of creating a business.
Morgan Freeman in 2012, when talking to Mike Wallace about Black History Month, basically said he thought it was ridiculous. He says, here talking to Wallace, he says, I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is for Black history is American history. I agree with him completely. Wallace says, how are you going to get rid of racism until Freeman says, stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man, and I'm going to ask you stop calling me a black man. And I think that that's a solution that I'm looking for here, is rather than the back and forth, who did what when and who's getting what now and all this other stuff, let's just start anew.
A lot of people want to talk about it. We got time for you. If you want to join us, hour number three is on the way here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Also, Skype in at username lrn.fm.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen-printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great-looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name-brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.